Giving is not a single action. It is a sequence of permissions. This is Record 9, filed on the first morning beyond the archive, under council authorization. The seal is in my possession. The route is named, and the city behind me is still lit, as if nothing has changed. The archive does not lend transports the way a stable lends animals. It issues them, a sanctioned roadcraft, stone-housed, wood-framed, iron-bound, threaded with copper-veined channels that carry warmth and power with disciplined restraint. A cinderstone chamber seated at its core holds a steady glow, not bright, not dramatic, regulated, reliable. The field runner is built for one rider and careful return. Lockboxes fitted to its body for notes and tools. A narrow case for my instrument. Space enough for small recoveries and fragments. Its sound is not loud. It is present. A low hum that feels like an oath kept by machinery. I left through the Eastern District gates at first light. Not because the council instructed it. Because the city has habits, and even a departure obeys them. Beyond the last inhabited terraces, the roads thin. The maintained stone gives way to older work, engineered long ago, worn smooth, then allowed to be forgotten without being destroyed. The seal warmed in my satchel as the distance increased. Not hot, aware. The sealed road does not announce itself. There is no marker post. No boundary line painted on stone. The difference is felt first in the body, a quiet resistance, as if the land expects you to turn aside and must be convinced that you will not. My mind supplied familiar reasons, fatigue, weather, caution. My hands tightened on the runner's braces, and I continued, and then the road held. The surface under the runner became more coherent. Not smoother, more certain. Stone seams aligned in a way that made direction undeniable. The wind narrowed into steady currents between cut walls. Even the runner's hum found a cleaner pitch, as though the road itself offered it a place to settle. I understood then that sealed roads are not closed pathways. They are filters. They allow passage when passage is required, and they fade when memory becomes inconvenient. The difference between lost and hidden is intention. I traveled for hours without seeing another person. No camps, no smoke, no tracks that were not my own. The absence was not eerie. It was managed. The land carried old infrastructure without inviting use. Stone culverts intact, drainage channels still directing water. Occasional cinder stone housings embedded in walls that held their glow at the same regulated steadiness as those within the capital. Maintenance without population, order without witness. The road ended the way it began, without announcement. One moment, there was direction. The next, there was only open ground and the stubborn refusal of the land to suggest where to go. Ahead lay the remains of a settlement. Small, low, built for gathering rather than defense. No wall, no watchtowers, no dragon iconography marking ownership. Stone foundations arranged like a place meant to be inhabited in peace and emptied in a way that left the structures intact enough to remember their purpose. There are ruins that look like violence. This did not. There was no scorched perimeter. No shattered barricade, no signs of desperate flight. The absence here felt deliberate, like a room cleared carefully before closing the door. In the center of the settlement, a shallow basin of worked stone remained, as if it once held water for many hands. It was dry now, but the stone carried marks of use, smoothness where fingers had returned again and again. I began to document, not as an explorer, as an archivist. Measurements first, sketches, material notes, the way the light moves through a place when no one is living to interrupt it. And then, as I worked, I became aware of something I cannot yet classify, a sensation of attention, not a presence at my shoulder, not a watcher in the ruins, something quieter, as if the act of recording itself had weight, and the land was registering it. I did not turn in a circle searching for a source. I continued writing. This is record 9, filed under departure. The seal has brought me here. The road has released me, and the ground I stand on remembers being forgotten.